So sometimes we have a certain goal in our head, which we think this is what we want to achieve in our life. So we want to have a certain amount of money, or we want to have a certain result in our body or whatever. And then in the last podcast, I already talked about the basics of materialization. Or how I see materialization. And then I think it is important to see what we believe that we need to pay as price or need to do to get where we want to. And then to become clear about how can I pay the price to get where we want to. This is one thing that I want to give in, like, as a thought today into this podcast. Then, on the other hand, I want to share with you some thoughts on AI. As last week, I worked on some things which in the last years would have taken me weeks to work some things out and have taken me now like 10 minutes or something. So this part of where is AI taking coming in, where and how do I use it to become more successful or to grow or to reach my goals or to live or whatever. And then I want to share with you just some end thought on the last podcast. On the last podcast, I said, you know, for me, it's important that you give me some feedback, that you start writing with me or that you get into connection with me, because I want to dig deeper. I want to get to know who's listening to this podcast, who are the people, and I want to help you, or I want to see the connection between what I am learning in my life and who you are as a person, as a listener. Interestingly, I last week I received a message of one listener, and I wanted to get into this message as well. So what I see at the moment is that there are a lot of things around me. For example, I have some people around me that want to grow or want to work with me or are working with me, and I can see that many people are playing stupid at the moment, and I don't really know why yet. So I see, for example, it's this connection to creating what we want in our life. So how do we create what we want, and where do we play stupid so that everything that we want to create and want to have is just far away than it actually needs to be? So I think the basics of magic, of creation, of materialization is the willingness to pay a price and to see what kind of price comes natural so that I create what I want without living something that I don't want. And for example, sometimes when we look at the price that we think we need to pay to reach a certain goal, just go through it with me. Like, let's take a look at what do you want to achieve. Just let some pictures or just some images or some information come. What do you want to achieve? And then whatever it is, like if it's money, women, men, sexuality, body, how you build your body, and whatever. And then I think it's important to look at what is there in your brain on how you think you should be. And now it gets interesting. So yesterday I watched it because I'm always trying to refine my content and get to know more or grow. So I watched a YouTube video yesterday of somebody, of some just boring as old guy that seems like a lot of people are watching. And in this video it was about materialization. So how do you materialize? And this person started by saying, you know, everything starts with a thought, then with the action towards this, or with a plan towards this goal that you thought of, and then with this action that you think you need to do. So, and now he said, you know what? And now it's important to turn this around, because when you want to achieve a certain goal, you just do the action before the plan. You know, you just do it already. So you pretend as if. And here I think it's what's leading so many people now to this point where they have this imposter syndrome. So it's basically pretty simple. When you fake it till you make it, you haven't done the steps that when you are there, because you can fake it until you make it, that when you are there, that you believe yourself you're there. So you are under pressure, or you feel pressure, or you can't enjoy what you're having, or because you suddenly have whatever you wanted, but you faked your way until there. You just pretended that you are so disciplined, or you just pretended that you're so rich, or you just pretended that you're so loving. You just pretended that you are whatever. So we have, it's interesting, for example, when I see those big podcasters saying, oh, I have so many followers, and then I start to develop this imposter syndrome. So I needed to work on my imposter syndrome. I needed to see that I really have this value. And then it gets so esoteric and so spiritual, but not in this really connecting to our soul and seeing what is it that we believe that we didn't do and like really working on it. No, it's those excuses, those lame things, those things people start telling themselves, and they are just happy with it because some psychologist said, you know, that's fine. It's when you are this and that, you just don't believe in it because your mother always said you can't have it because she was actually afraid to see that she's not worthy of the love of her man. And then the people are satisfied with it because some authority that studied and that has the certification of a psychologist or somebody else who had just... So it's this... And this is... Or maybe this is an important topic as well. So you see, today I'm a little bit like on different fields, touching different points. And I just want to throw it together because I'm actually still collecting on which direction we're going today. Or maybe it's just... collecting basically today. So seeing, okay, what is it that is moving in our heads? What is it that's there? Because I think it helps us to arrive into the moment and see, okay, what is it that we read? What is it that we saw? What is it that we felt? And taking the space to collect all those information that our senses were collecting in the last days, weeks, hours, or whatever that we didn't process. And that's what I'm seeing that I'm doing here. So let's see, like, what I think, and it's going to be a challenge for me to not get lost in it. So let's see where it's going. So one thing that is important, I think, is when we want to materialize something and we want to reach a certain goal, where do we take some information from some authorities without looking deeper? For example, we know we did something where we pretended, where we faked, or where we did whatever. Yeah, we have this podcaster going there and seeing, okay, you know what, now I have my thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers and I'm super successful in this means of I have a lot of followers. And now I feel this imposter syndrome. I feel this feeling of actually I don't deserve what I have, or I doubt myself if I can live up to those expectations of the people that follow me now. Okay, what do I do? So we start to pretend or do some things, or we just start to try to keep up what we're doing. And to be able to do so is we have now a lot of systems that come into place that give us reasons not to look deeper. For example, when we have this imposter syndrome and we believe now, okay, actually we didn't deserve the success, or we believe there are some steps that we didn't do because to get those many followers, we never really looked at what is our content really about, or is it really touching us deeper, or what is the price that we paid that we weren't clear about. So we are in a point where we now start to feel bad. And now what we do is we look at other people that had the same problem, which is smart because we want to learn from them. But we have our end goal, what we want to achieve already in mind. So we don't want to lose what we build up until there. So we don't really want to solve our imposter syndrome or feeling bad here. No, but what we want is we want to solve that we have those thoughts. Ah, that's interesting. I went to a tantra massage last year. And it was an ex-course. So there was a lady that taught me like how to do a tantra massage and taught my fiancé how to do a tantra massage. And so we exchanged. And beforehand, I had a session with her. And then I said, you know, when you started like touching me and getting into connection with me, I felt those doubts about myself. I felt those thoughts where I believe, okay, I'm not good enough, or am I masculine enough, or am I whatever. So, and interestingly enough, she came up with this thought of, you know what, yeah, that's your inner critic. And that's the problem. You just need to switch off your inner critic because this inner critic, you just don't listen to it. So, but she didn't say like, don't listen to it, but she said like, yeah, that's just your inner critic. Like with this, meaning like, you know, it's just this, you don't need to care about it. That's a problem. Eh? Yeah, that's something a lot of people have that are successful. They have this inner critic. Boy, but it doesn't really help us to get to a point where we really work on something. And that was something that annoyed me, because in this session that I had with her, for example, there was this point where I said, but it doesn't make any sense because this voice is still there. So I try to shut it off. It's like those, it's for example, the same with those meditation experts that tell you to shut off your thoughts when you're meditating. Well, how will you going to be able to shut off your inner critic by just telling yourself, shut off the inner critic? How are you going to be able to tell yourself, you know what, shut off your thoughts if you constantly still have thoughts? Like, how will you achieve this? It's going to be difficult. But there's this system that people are happy that there once was an authority that said, this is it. Yeah? Once there was a Sigmund and a Karl, and they have written some books, and they and once there was somebody enlightened, he said it about himself, and he was so good in pretending it. So there were people starting to tell lies. And those lies helped other people again to stay in what they are currently doing, to not go deeper, but to keep it up. So they started to push those psychiatrists, psychologists, and they started to push those holy figures. So those Buddhist monks that had this enlightening moment. So, because we have something from it, like when we put this person into this position, like we reach a point where we now can say, this person is so big, so whatever. Now this gives us the allowance to not look deeper at this topic. Because we have this psychologist that studied at Harvard and now goes through the world telling other people what to do, has written those super successful books and has written those. And this person has so and so many followers. Now, this person must know what they're talking about. So we make a conclusion based on facts that really don't make any sense. Really don't fit together. Because why? Only because somebody has a lot of followers does this person know what she or he is talking about. Because when I look at the person, that the people that have a lot of followers, mostly the content is cool. I mean, look at the biggest YouTube channels on YouTube, and you will see that it's Baby Shark or some It's this Mr. Beast, or it's this, it's some psychologist talking about some topics. So we feel weak in some spots. Yeah? Now we need an authority to give us the security to not feel weak in those spots anymore, because if, as long as we feel weak in those spots, we can't keep up the performance that we are now having, or that we need to keep the results that we are having. So it starts to become professional. But professional in a way, how many people define it as professional? It's like this, we switch off our needs and our feelings to be able to keep up a certain role, a certain position, a certain amount of things that we need to do, or that we believe that we need to do, to keep up whatever results we have, to not lose it again. Okay, now just trying to get back where we came from. I started with, first of all, this topic of we have a certain goal in mind and we want to get there, and there is a belief that we have of things that we need to do, one. Second, we have, I wanted to talk about this topic of AI. And third, I wanted to talk about this message that I got from the user. So, and somehow I went into this, okay, now we feel like a pretender, or we feel like an imposter, and we don't know why. So where I wanted to go here is just to show like how we protect some information that lies within our written code, within our belief system. So we don't look deeper because we are afraid of this information that's there. Because this information that's there actually might really change something. This information that's there actually might touch us deeply. Or this information is something that we feel, once this information is open, we can't control who we are anymore. So we don't get into this information. And now this is connected to the belief of, okay, what do we need to do to get to the results that we want? Because I believe when we are honest to ourselves, there are the answers to, first of all, where we want to go and how we can achieve it and why we want to go there. And those answers are pretty clear, but as we are afraid that once we open this Pandora's box, that we can't control what we feel, that we can't control what we need, our needs, we don't do it. So that we rather start to materialize in a different way. And now here it begins. Why some people feel like an imposter and some people don't, although they actually, in the outside, do the same things and maybe even have the same results. And that's when we look at this video of this guy that I talked about, who was talking about materialization. So he said, you know what, you just do the things that you're doing when you would be doing when you're successful. So just wear the suit, get the car, get the watch, get this and this and that. And that's something that works, so you can use it, and by this you can achieve at a certain arrive at a certain point, and you can get those results. Because when you pretend that you know a lot, and when you pretend that you are a successful CEO or whatever, so you can build a podcast based on your learnings, but you actually never built a company before, but you pretend it like this. And so it grows and grows and grows, but it doesn't have this stable base where it just says, you know what, because of that, I grew there. It was just this natural next step. So there was no natural next step. So, but they have the same result as somebody, for example, who doesn't have this feeling of being an imposter. And now I want to dig deeper here why this person doesn't have this feeling. And this is because Maybe they even need to do the same things. For example, the CEO, this CEO who had this podcast. Yeah? If this person would have been honest, saying, you know what, I never built a company, and by sharing with you now how I build a company, I'm going to build a company, and that's what I do, and like this, I'm going to materialize. This person would have been honest. Huh? So the materialization in this first part, and the results would have been the same. Huh? The experiences even might have been the same. So because now this person wanted to not feel rejection, for example, wanted to not feel left alone, wanted to not feel powerless or out of control. But what I experience, for example, is I have a client, and this client is successful marketing agency CEO. So for this person, it's super important to keep control of what this person is doing. So, because this person is super afraid to not be in control. Now, what happens is, when this person tries to do everything that is within his control, which makes sense. And now it gets interesting. I believe I need to do some certain things to arrive at my goal, to arrive where I want to arrive. But this goal that I achieve, that I have in my mind, is connected to me not being able to control everything anymore. So, first of all, this person now needs to make everything slow. His brain, his body, his results. Secondly, this person can't see anymore where this person doesn't have control. Because this person always says, you know what, I want to be fast, I want to get there. But now this person is not able to control his own body, to control his own results, just in the very limited way. So this person doesn't even see where. So, like, it's the same result. It's just puzzled in a different way. It's just put together in a different way. Whereas if this person obviously believes, I need to let go of some control. I need to let go of some. I need to experience not being enough. I need to experience to be rejected. Or I need to, as this is something that I'm afraid of when I want to become more successful. But as this is something that I'm afraid of, why do I even have it in my mind when I'm afraid of it? Yeah, obviously, because there is something that I need to understand there. So our deeper beliefs, they want to have some results. They want to make some experiences. They want to understand. So now when we build a podcast, pretending to be somebody, saying some things, getting a lot of followers immediately, and then being there and just being overwhelmed because this person doesn't know what to talk about actually, and how to keep up one video per week or two videos per week or whatever. Just gonna wait for the police to... Fuckers. Okay. So this person is afraid that it can't keep up the work. But once the followers are there, you're forced to keep up the work. But now people expect from you to do it, to deliver it. So what you're going to get is you are not going to feel seen. You are not going to feel safe. You're not going to feel stable. You're going to feel pressured, and you're going to be seen or to feel pressured or to get some way out of those feelings, you need to create some experience, yeah, to create an alternative. That's when successful people start to develop depression or panic attacks or anxieties or this imposter syndrome or whatever. But now we have all those psychologists and psychiatrists saying, hey, that's not a problem, I can help you. I know how to deal with your imposter syndrome. And what they're going to do is they're going to tell you, you know what, yeah, there might have been, there might be some belief in you that you're not worth of it. That you're not worth it. Let's take a look at it. How did your mother treat you when you were 6 years old? Oh, you can't remember. Let's make a little meditation and just go back where you came from. And then you go back and then you see like, oh, yes, because my mother told me to leave the house, I just feel so, I have big anxieties of being rejected. So it's natural that now that I have more success, that I'm afraid of being rejected. No, motherfucker, you just have more people and you're afraid that it comes out, that you have no clue what you're talking about, that what you're pretending to be is not based on true facts, but just on a role, and you don't accept that this is just a role and not yourself. You're using this role to make an experience now, but this means you can't enjoy your success. So, and here again, we have those needs and we have those experiences that we want to make, and then we don't put them together in some ways. And that's why I talk about this podcast, so I talk about those things here in the podcast about and sharing and not going to go ahead and say, you know what, I want to reach thousands of people now and I want to get thousands of clients or whatever. No, not yet. Maybe someday when I will be ready for it. But there is this part where, no, you know what, it's not about this. It's maybe about something deeper, and it's about letting it grow naturally. Because in this natural way, it gives us the space to arrive at a place where we can enjoy our success. And in my experience, it goes even faster. It goes even faster. It just doesn't necessarily look like it, but it goes faster. The results are there. This feeling of being rich, this feeling of I have what I want, is already there. Because when I share with you from my perspectives on what I did. For example, I built a company, like exactly like I have described those people. Eh? Where I say, you know what, I mean, I had a marketing agency and it worked fine. And then I had two other companies and that was fine as well. And then I founded this coaching company in Germany. So, but this coaching company was in the end this vehicle that led me to a position where I was this super marketing genius expert. So now the problem was that every time I didn't know something about marketing or online marketing or whatever, because as I was this star, this guy that had to know everything, I couldn't allow myself to not know something. And this led to so many people outgrowing me and having more experience then in marketing than I had, because I couldn't show that I didn't know some things. I needed to pretend that I knew. And this took away the possibility for me to make experiences and to grow as a person. And that's when I developed this feeling of imposter. That's when I developed this feeling of, no, that doesn't feel good. that doesn't feel like what I want. That feels, oh, no, I don't like it. And that's why I stopped, for example, a lot of things that I did, and learned to build companies in a different way and create success in a different way. And now, here comes the topic of AI. Because what I observe is that a lot of people now go ahead and say, you know what, who cares about this anymore? Because if I don't have content for my next podcast, I'm just going to ask AI. I'm just going to ask AI what to say and give me a script for the next podcast. And I'm just going to read it out loud. And I'm just going to memorize it. And then I'm going to say it. So who actually now cares about being an imposter or not? Because now everything that's being shared, most of the things that are being shared, is just created by AI. The titles that you choose, the content in your post, anything of it. It's like, who cares? Like, just ask your ChatGPT or your AI or whoever it is, and you will get the answers. And now, what I observe is that there are people that play stupid and don't use AI, and there are people that use AI and are getting super successful with it. And what I observe here is that I believe the people that are afraid of AI are the same ones that were afraid of success before. Because being successful doesn't necessarily mean that you that your life is just peaceful and great. Maybe being successful means that now you have the possibility to listen to your heart, that you now have the possibility to allow yourself to feel, to not just enjoy life, but to feel life, to experience life, because now you feel safe enough to experience life. And here it gets interesting. Because from what I have learned from very successful people that I know, or my mentor, or whoever, is that there is a big difference between AI and us humans. But it's difficult to see all the differences. And my mentor, for example, told me, you know, the difference between AI and us is maybe just this part where we have this soul, where we have this possibility to feel. That's maybe something that when we are sensible, we feel. So we feel the difference between something that is created by AI and something that is created by heart. So as this is the difference now, it opens up that now we are at a place where we even less have to do things that we don't want to do. And that it's not about doing things that we want to do or that we don't want to do. And that this is not the reason why we are not successful or successful. But it basically, or maybe it's the reason that some people are successful and some not, is that some people are just afraid to feel, to listen to their heart, to connect to their heart. Because if they would be successful, if they would have reached their end goal, maybe they now just had the space to feel how they actually feel in their life, how they actually feel towards their parents, towards whatever, towards their relationship, towards their clients, towards whomever. So, and how can we make sure that we don't need to feel if we're afraid of feeling? How can we make sure that our actual needs that we are hiding underneath all this bullshit aren't seen? By playing stupid, by making us slow, and by not arriving at where we say we want to arrive. Because we tell ourselves we want to feel stable and secure and whatever. But what if we now were stable and secure? Now we had the space to feel deeper and see deeper connections and open up for something that is just completely different than what we were talking about our whole life. Maybe it would just lead us to having the space to confront us with our biggest fears and regrets and whatever. So we're not going to do it. So we just play stupid and we stay successless. Or when we have the success, we just say, oh, no, I have this imposter syndrome. Oh, no, I just feel so bad. And so we, from the beginning on, we make sure that our success doesn't even feel like success, because if it would feel like success and really this fulfilling, we now would have the space to deal with other feelings of us. So we can't keep up this happy life, this peaceful life, this, oh, everything's fine. Because there are some parts in us that don't just feel fine. There are some parts in us that hate, that are afraid, that feel anger, that feel resentment, that feel envy, that feel whatever. But we judge those parts so much that once we would have arrived at this point where we are super successful, that we might see it doesn't make that much sense. So we stay in the struggle of survival. And then within this struggle of survival, we don't reach this point of, you know, for example, there are a lot of super rich that play stupid and they say, like, oh, you know, oh, I don't know, like which kind of, you know, this Wolf of Wall Street movie, like where the wife has to choose the right grass for the garden. So, like, I don't know which kind of grass to choose, Jordan. Is it going to be the Bermuda grass? Or which kind of grass am I going to choose for my whole, for our garden, for the house? Oh, it's so difficult. So, it's it when people just play so stupid, although it's obvious that they hate each other. But they want to keep up this feeling of harmony. And how do I keep up the feeling of harmony? It's by creating problems that aren't that big as the actual problem that I feel would arise if I would listen to my heart. So we don't do it. We don't dare to take this next step. We don't dare listen to it. And it doesn't even necessarily need to mean that there's this one answer to our heart. That's not that, you know, like only this kind of answer is our heart or only this. No, it just means that we make it slower than it needs to be. Maybe the answers that are within us are already the answers to our heart. And maybe once we answer them or listen to them, there will be new answers coming. And those are, and now we can dig into this concept of, you know, some people are vibrating on different frequencies. It just depends on like how close the answers they are allowing themselves are to their heart. So, and some people are here and saying, oh, you know what, I don't get too close to my soul, to my heart. Like, I don't, I'm just happy. It's okay. And some people are here, but it's not this kind of like when you feel resentment, you're here, or when you feel love, you're here, or whatever. It's those bullshit books telling you like, okay, some different feelings vibrate. And no, I think it's this purity and this allowance of feeling in general. And once we allow us to feel those feelings that are there, no matter what, like, we see that like the answers that we allow us and the part that we allow us to listen to, they maybe this attitude defines the frequency on what we are vibrating. Okay. So it's, and maybe this is the answer to why we don't need to be afraid of AI. Because there have been some other developments in the past that changed everything. But the people have the same problems. There were people hundreds of years ago, there were like those typical workers working in the factories. And they went home and they didn't do anything about it. And there were other people that said, you know what, no, I'm going to change, I'm going to do something, I'm going to grow, I'm going to build my own company or do whatever. And now, today, there are millions and billions of people having the possibility to live whatever they want, deciding to sit at their home watching TV and doing nothing. But judging and running away. And this could as well be a billionaire that says, I don't know which yacht to take today. Or a lover, a gigolo, says, I don't know which woman to take today. Or with those problems, we protect the secrets that lie underneath. That more tingling secrets, that secrets that are closer to our essence. And today I don't want to frighten you or to judge yourself that you don't go deeper, but I want to invite you to allow yourself to maybe just take the next step. To take the next step on this frequency and to allow yourself to vibrate differently. To just be a little bit more bold and to see what kind of answers come up. And to just act on it and say, okay, how can life be as well? And then to the question, the message that has been sent to me on Instagram. So first of all, thank you. I was happy that you sent me the message. It was somebody who said, like, thank you, Jeremy, for the content. And it touches me deeply. And I see so many things differently now. And I'm super thankful. And then there was this message at the end. It said, like, no, now I don't even really care if you keep up the videos or if you take them down or not, because they changed my life already completely, and those basic principles are going to stay with me for the rest of my life. So I don't care. So, and I don't really know if I'm going to take this as a compliment or not. Let's see. But I'm happy that you start writing. Okay. Now, maybe this gives you some allowance to go the next step closer to your essence. I will do so, definitely. See you soon, and I hope you allow yourself to just see the difference and to feel the difference, because there are just some parts that feel like they are vibrating. Now, when you go there, it's just like this. Yeah, and that's where you can go. Just listen to it. Don't even, it's not necessarily this part where you have just to do it, but just listen to it. And maybe you have the balls or the men or women. I know many women that have bigger balls than many men. So when I say you have the balls, I mean men and women. To just act on it. And let's see what comes up. And if you have questions towards it, on it, just go ahead. You can ask me on my Instagram. You will find it here in the comments. Or just send me whatever happened in your life. That's fine. I'm happy to read it. See you soon and enjoy. Bye-bye.